Okay, we're holding on Bava Basra, Daf Gimel Amid Beis, about 10 lines up from the bottom, 5 lines or so from where it starts to get wide with Hordas. So the Gemara is going to continue the discussion about Bava Ben Buta and his relationship with Hordas. Hordas in English is Herod. He was appointed by the Roman government. Herod died in the year 4 BCE. It's a little time frame for what we're talking about over here. So Hordas Avda de Beis Hashmonoi Havam. He was an Evid with the Hashmonoim. Havanasin Einam Ba'oise Tinokis. And he set his eyes on a certain young girl who was one of the Hashmonoim. Yoim Echad Shama Hu Gavra Baskala. He heard a Baskol. The Amrit said, Kol Avda de Mayrad Hashta Matzlach. Any Evid who's married, who rebels, right now will be matzliach. So he, when he heard this bas kol, now interesting, why is it called a bas kol and not a ben kol? So it's a Tosfos Yomtiv, and I think the 16th parak of Erevin, of Yivamos, I'm sorry, it talks about that a bas kol, because a bas is weaker than a ben. So meaning that it's like a weaker form of a nevuah, but he heard this bas kol come out and says, any Evid who rebels right now will be matzliach. Kam kadlinhu lechulhe marvase v'sharei lahi yenukso. He killed everybody out except for that one yenukso, that one girl. Ki chazes hahi yenukso deka boy leminzve. When she saw that he wanted to marry her, salika leigra. She went up to the top of the roof. Rama called and raised her voice. V'amr, she said, Ko manda osi v'amr, anyone will come and say to you, mi beis chashmenoi ka'asina, I come from the chashmenoim, I'm one of them, right? So really, avdahu, he's only an Evid. Why? Because he speaks about herself in third person. T'lo ishtayre minayhu ela hahi yenukso, because there's only that girl, meaning myself, I'm the only one remaining. She's, I'm the last one. Hahi yenukso nafla me'igra la'ara, and she fell from the roof and died. So she was the last remaining the descendant of the Chashmenoim. So Tamona Shevashnin Bedouvsha. So Herod, Hordas, preserved her body in honey for 7 years. It wouldn't decay. Igda Amri Bola. Some say that he had a Maisa with her. Igda Amri Lo Bola. He didn't have a Maisa with her. The Amri Lo Bola, those who hold that she did. Right, that's why Hade Tamane Yiftu Yitzri, in order to be satisfy his Yitzhara. The Amilo Loboela, and those who say they didn't, so why did he preserve it for 7 years like this? Hade Tam the Tamana Ki Hechede Nemrus. People say Bas Melech Nosav. He married a king's daughter. Omer, so Hordas says, Man de Dorish Mikerav Achecha Tosim Alecha Melech. Who of the Chachamim are darshing this pasuk? Now the Rambam brings in Hilchos Malachim, Perik Aleph Halacha Dal. There's an Isser of having setting up a non-Jew in a position of power of Sror. Says the Rambam Halacha Dal, Ein Ma'amid Melech Mikahal Gerim Afilu Akamadoros. Even after many generations, Ad Shete Imo Miyisrael has to be a Jewish mother. The lol malchus bilvad, not only to make him a melech, he can't do it. Lechol soros should be Yisrael. He can't have any position of power. Lo sar tzava, lo sar chamishim, lo sar sora, and his officers afil memuna al amas amayim. Even if he has directing the affairs of the town, shemechalim men lestodos, who decides who gets what water. The ain't Sarach Laman, still it's not saying he's to be a Dayan, that he can't do that. Onasi Shlo Yehe Elam Yisrael, it can only be from a Jew. Shneimar Mikerav Achecha, Tasim Alecha Melech, Kol Mesimos Sha'atam Mesim, Lo Yehe Elam Mikerav Achecha. So I remember once years ago there was a Ger who was studying for Smicha, and the Shaila came up, and Rav Shechter said, look, the only time this applies when you have two candidates available, and then you have to take the Yid. The one who's not a ger, but if this is the only person who's available and he was training for smicha to go back to, I forget what community it was in Europe, wherever it was, said, of course he's allowed to do it. Of course he's allowed to do it. So again, back to the Gemara. So go over here. The Hordas says like this: Man de dorish mikirav achecha tosim lecha melech. Lukman says this. Rabbonin. They were the ones who made this drush that it have to be a Jewish family and it can't be an Evid or a ger. So kam katlin lekulahu rabbonin. He got up and killed all the rabbonim. He was, Herod was a brutal a brutal ruler. Shavki Lebavim Buta. However, he let Bavim Buta remain lemishkal eitzah mineh, so he'd have somebody that he could ask for eitzah from. And the word continues now on the top of Avdal. He ahadale klila de yail. He put like a crown of like a porcupine hide or something on his head. Nakrin hu leene, and it plucked out his eyes. Some of the Oroch of it says there was like leeches that he put on his head, and they sucked the blood out of his eyes, and that's what blinded him. Yomachad Asav Yasav Kameh. So one day he was going to Hurus was setting him up. He was going to test Bavim Buta. Omri said, Chazi Mara, Hai Avde Bisha Maiko Avde. Look at this bad Evid, what he did. So Amalei, so Bavim Buta says back, My Avile, right? What should I do about it? So Amalei, the Latye Mar, you should curse him. So Bava Buddha says back to him, Amalei Ksiv Gambi Madacho Melech Al Tekalel. Even in your thoughts, Paskin Kohelis, don't even curse a king in your thoughts, you shouldn't do it. So Amalei Hailav Melechu. So he's setting up. He says, no, he's not a king, right? He just killed everybody out. He isn't really, you know, coming in line. So Amalei, Bava Buddha says, if he was only a rich person, Chassidim says, "V'chadrei mishkavcho al tekalel osher." You shouldn't curse a rich person in your bedroom. V'lo yehe ela nasi, right? And even if he was only a nasi, I wouldn't curse him. Chassidim says, "Nasi ba'mecha lo sor." You shouldn't curse a leader. So Amr, when he heard that, Amr Lehi says, "V'oise ma'ise amcho." No, that din. You know, to learn. So that's only when you have a Jew who's acting, is doing, you know, Maisa Amcha. The high lavosa Maisa Amcha, but Herod is not doing this. So Amalei, Mr. Fenamine, I'm afraid. I'm afraid of him. Amalei, what do you mean? Leki Inish de Azil, Delay Malay. No one is going to come and even tell him what you're doing. It's just you and I. We're the only ones here. The Anna, Vat, you're saved now. We're the only two people sitting here. Me and you. No one else is here. Amalei, so Bava Buddha says, "Ksiv ki of Hashemayim yolich esakol ubal knafaim yagid the dovar." The pasuk in Kohelis that there's a bird will carry the sound, and if you have wings, you'll tell yagid dovar. You'll tell about what was said. So I find it very, very poignant that the Twitter emblem is a bird, right? That everyone thinks, oh, no one's going to hear what I'm saying. No one's going to find out. The social media spreads. Look, if you use for good things, why you Torah? Baruch Hashem. But it could also be used Hamevin Yavin for the opposite as well. But nevertheless, because he sealed his Bava Buddha says, I refuse to. It was all a test. He wanted to see his loyalty. And Bava Buddha refused to curse him, even in the private, which is the two of them. So Amalei, so once he heard this, Anahu, it's me. I am, you know, Hordas. I hava yedana tizakir rabbanan kulehai. If I had known that you were so careful, then lo have katil no lehu. I never would have killed him out. Meaning, I realize now how loyal you are, how nizhar you are, lashon hara, etc. I never would have done that. Hash, but now my tikanti lahu gavra. Again, about that man speaking about himself. What tikkun can he have? What can I do now that I've killed all the rabbanim? So Amalei, so Bava Buddha says to him, "Hu kibo oro shel olam, you extinguished the light of the world." Dechsiv kiner mitzvah v'tor or. You have to now occupy yourself with the light of the world as the base of Migdash, right? Chassid says, "V'naharu elav kol hagoyim." All the nations v'naharu. V'naharu means is like the word nahor of light, right? It literally means the nation is going to flow into it. But the Navi says in Yeshayahu, but it means light. Igid Ami, a little different version of it. Hachi Amalei. This is what he said. Hahu, hu sime eino shel olam. You blinded the eyes of the world. That's what we're talking about, the Chazal. Now you should go with the eye of the world, the base of Migdash. The Chassid says, "Hinenu, mechalal es mikdashi gaon uzechem machmad einechem." Right, you desecrated my temple. It was the pride of your strength and the delight of your eyes. Pasuk Yecheskel. So Amar Leis, now Hordas says back to Bamuta, "Mistafina mimachusa." I'm afraid of the Malchus, of the Romans, right? They're not going to let me go around and make any changes. So Amar Leis, Bamuta says like this, "Shadar shlicha, send a shliach who's going to go there, the lezel shata, the akiv shata, the hadar shata. He'll travel there, it'll take him a year to get there. He's going to stay in Rome for a second year, and that'll take him a third year to get back. Then you can destroy the Beis HaMikdash and you can rebuild it. That's what he did. So shloch lehu le, they sent back a message to Hordus, im lo sastra lo tas tistor. If you haven't yet demolished and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, don't do it. The im sasarta, if you did destroy it, al tivi, then don't rebuild it. The im sarta uvaniso, and if you did destroy it and you did rebuild it, so we know that avda bisha boser da avdin is malchin. We know that you were really just you're a bad slave, right? Izenach Allah Sifrakan, right? Lo recha v'lo bar recha. We know we have your book here, and we know that you're not a recha here means a melech, and you're not even a bar recha. You're not even a son of a king, right? Hordus avda kalanya mit aved. You're Hordus who you know you're a slave who made yourself. Kalanya means like a free man, right? So we know who you really are. I mean, you can't fool us. So the Gemara says, "My recha." How do you know that recha means? What does it mean? So it means malchus. So it means to be a melech, right? The Paul says, "Anochi hayom rach umashuach melech." Today I am tender, and I was anointed to be the melech. Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, the Ibai Seima Mehocha, different source for Lord. Again, not the different pshat, but just that recha still means a melech. Vayikru'u lefonav Av Reich. They called him Av Reich. That is by Yosef. That was his title. So the Rima Gash explains that it's on the Targum, which Av Reich is like the father of the king. So that Reich here you see means Av Reich is like a king. Amri, so some say, Mi shelo ra binyan Hordus. Anybody who never saw what Hordus build, lo ra binyan noa miyom. If you never saw a beautiful building in your whole life. So v'may banye, so what did he use to build it? So Amar Rav says, ba'avne shesha umar mara. He used a type of white and green marble. Ikad Amri, some say a little bit version of it, what he did. Ba'avne kuchla shesha umar mara. So he used blue, he used the white, and he used green. Right, it was like alternating. Apik safav ayal safav. It went out a little bit, and it came in a little bit. And by these different colors, and that different way of formation of making the stones, kihechide nekabel sida. It would hold the plaster. Savav lemashiye bedahava. They wanted to cover with zahav with gold. Amalei Rabbanon said to him, "No, shavke, leave like it is. Tohachi shapir tefei. It looks even it's nicer this way. It's more beautiful this way. The mechazi." It looks ki idvasa diyam. It looks like waves of the ocean of the yam of the sea. Meaning it's beautiful. These greens and blues and whites and the way it's long. It's a beautiful building. It's the most beautiful building there is. Above and buta hechi avid hachi. So the one says, one second. How could Bav Muta give an etza like this to Hordus? He told him, you know, send the messenger and have him delay and you'll get it in. He basically knows. For Omrav Yehuda Omrav. Ve'itema Rabbi Yehush Yoshua ben Levi mipnei ma ne'nash Daniel. What was the reason why Daniel was punished? Mipnei shehisia etza leNebuchadnezzar, because Daniel gave etza good advice to Nebuchadnezzar, meaning he shared with him a very harsh nevuah. Then he gave him an ice how to soften it. Shnemar, it says lahein. Therefore, Malka Milki Yishpar Alach vechataach b'tzidaka. Purak va'anavasach v'michan anayin heina tehave arka bisha levavos. If you're going to, be poor to yourself, you're going to do tzedakah and you're going to give poor, then you'll live a long life. Chsiv kola mato al Nebuchadnezzar malka. It says that this is what happened to Nebuchadnezzar. Chsiv v'liktzas yarchin terei osar. It happened at 12 months, so it comes out only after a year. That the Nebuchadnezzar was fulfilled, but not before him, because Nebuchadnezzar listened to what Daniel said. So this actually brought down the Rambam gives this as a halacha in Hilchos Rotzeach, right? Where is it? Perek Yud Beis. Perek Yud Beis. Here we are. The last halacha, Tesvav. Also, I see a etzel tovla oved kochavim. You're not allowed to give good advice to an oved kochavim, ole rasha. right? So if he's going to continue to be this way, you're not allowed to do it. Velo nisnase Daniel ella al shehisia eitzel Nebuchadnezzar. He brings our Gemara this idea that that's why Daniel was punished, because he, we're going to explain in a minute what the punishment was, but he gave good advice to Nebuchadnezzar, litain tzedakah, right? So because Daniel gave this advice, he was punished it. Okay, continues now the Gemara. Ibai Seima, again, question of why Bava Mut helped him. So Shani Avda, an Evid, what Hurdus was an Evid Zivin, they Ischai B'mitzvahs, because he's Ischai B'mitzvahs, and therefore he wanted to help him do tshuva. Ibai Seima, Shani Beis HaMikdash, Te'i Lo Malchus, Lo Mis B'nei. Now another Tevitz is because the Beis HaMikdash is dim, because if you don't have any help from the Malchus, from the government, it never would have able to have been built. So the Gemara asks now, we just saw that Daniel got punished. What was the punishment? Daniel, minan de'i anish. How do you know that he was actually punished? Se'ilim mishum dechsev, it says in Pasuk, in Megillas Esther, v'tikra Esther l'hasach. Esther called for hasach. V'omarav, hasach ze Daniel. Hasach is Daniel. Hanich lemanda omer shachasachuhu migduloso, that he was cut. Hasach means like cut down. He was cut down from his greatness, and now he was just like a messenger boy, right? He just did it. Elamanda omer shakol divri malchus nechtochin alpiv. But if you're going to tell me that he was called Hasach because everything was cut by his words, he made the final decision, right? So my iklamemer. So then, what exactly punishment did he get there? Meaning, if you understand, he's degraded. He lost. He was so powerful. Now he's low. I understand. But if no, forget. He's still so powerful. What's his punishment? So we know what happened to Daniel, right? The shadyuhu legoiva da arvasa. He was thrown into the lion's den. That was his punishment. Okay. Continuing now back in the Mishnah, Hakol Kiminhag Medina, right? Everything goes according to depending on the type of wall it was the gozis or the different types of bricks. So Hakol Lesui Mai. Where does this come to add? Lesui Asra de Nehige Behutza Vedafna. To include a place where they make these out of these palm branches and these laurel branches. If that's what the minig is, then you make the mechitza out of those types of materials. Lefikach, therefore, Im Nafal Hakoisel, if the wall is going to fall down afterwards. Hamakam v'havonim shel shnehim. So both the space where the wall was previously standing and the stones, you share that, you divide it up equally. When it says, one second, pshita, that's obvious, right? They both got together and built the wall, so of course they're gonna split it. When it says, no, lo tzricha denafel reshusa dachad minaihu. It fell, you know, there's a strong wind or something like that, and it fell on, the entire wall fell into one of their, on one side of the partner's chatzir, but nothing on the other side. Inami. Another case we have to say, defaninhu chad l'reshusa didei. It fell equally, but then he just clears one, puts one into his possession. So ma'ar detem, what do you think to say? Nehezei an idach hamot mechaveh alav haraya. So you think, okay, look, since our normal rule is when you have a suffix in mammon, we don't pass in like sumchus. Sumchus says cholkin, you divide it either. We say no, hamotzi mechavero alef haraya. So if these guys got all the stones on his property, we don't know, he swept them in. We don't know what happened 10 minutes ago. What happened 2 days ago? We look down, he's got them all. So hamotzi mechavero alef haraya. That's the havamina. So kamash malan, we don't say that, because the fact that the wall was on common ground and they both participated in it, so we assume that they are splitting it equally. Okay. Then v'chein begina, the same din is by a garden. Malkam shenahagul ligdor mechayven oso, a place where the minug is to make a wall. So then mechay beisdin would be mechay the person to do it. So haguf akasha, this itself is hard to understand. Amr, on the one hand you said v'chein, so too similarly it applies begina in a garden. Malkam shenahagul ligdor mechayven oso, that implies what? Hastama, if in a case where it's just stam, you know, where it's not, right? So then ein mechayv noso, then on a normal case where there is no minhag here, then the basin is not going to be mechayv the guy to make the mechitza. So ein seifa, then what is it in seifa? Aval bika, but in this like valley, this field. So in that case, makom shenogu shelo ligdor ein mechayv noso, in a place where there's not a minhag to build a mechitza between the two fields, and somebody now wants to make that, so we're not based in Zan Mechaivi to make such a thing. So what do you see from Hastama in a case where there's Stama, there is no minhag, Mechaivi also, you do have to make it, right? So what is it? Well, says, no. Hashta stamgina amrat lo stambika miboy. From the fact that you said that a stam, a regular gina, a regular garden of the Beis Din is not going to make it, so no one else. Necessary to tell me in a case where by a field, obviously in a field in a bika, there's less of a need for a mechitza because there's no, you know, this hezek re'ia thing is just doesn't touch shaykh as much as it would be in there. So Amar Abaye, Hachi Kamar, this is really what the Tana is saying. V'chein stam gina, and so too, and similarly with a stam gina, with a regular garden, uvimakam shenahagul ligdor v'bika, right? And in a place where it's a field, mechayven also, we would, yes, based in, we'd be mechayven the guy to make it. So Amar Rav, or Rav says to him, one second, im kain, if that's true, then what, my aval, what is the word but, right? It says, but this is, it's supposed to that to be, you know, there's some sort of split happening over here. El Omarov, so rather it's like this. Halchi Kitani. V'chein stam gina kit makom shenahagu ligdor dami. A stam garden is treated like a place where there is a minhag to build the mechitza. U'machayven oso. Therefore, the Beis Din would be mechayv to do it. Aval, but, that's how Rav learns it. But, stam bika, right, a regular field, Kimakum shalona gudami. It's like a place where there isn't a minhag, ve'ein mechayven oso. And therefore, the Beis Din would not be obligating a person to build a mechitza there. Eli imrotzo konis latoch shalo uboine ve'osichosis. Okay, if the person wants to make the mechitza, he has to pull the back into his own field and milk it down, and he makes this mark on it, right? Someone asks, my choses. What exactly is this? This is like border mark. So amravuna. Achpe le lekarna levar. He like bends the edge of the wall towards the outside. Like he makes like a protruding edge towards the top of it. That's what it says. V'neved milgav. One second, let him make it on the inside. And it says no. Avid chavre nami milvar. So then no, his neighbor is also going to make it on the outside, right? But I'm going to say didi v'dide who? This is mine and it's his. So ihochi hashtanami gayizle chavre, right? No, so the guy's gonna go and he's gonna cut it off. Vam is gonna say didi vididehu, the wall is mine and it is. So when it says gizuzo made yadia, no, if such a cut's gonna be noticeable, and that this trick, this type of deception is not gonna work. Igid Amri, they have a little bit. Some have a different version. Amr of Huna, michpa lekarna milgav. You bend the edge towards the inside, right? The first version was that it goes the protrusion goes towards the outside. He says, no, what you really should do is you bend on the inside. So he goes, v'nevad milbar. So then, he says, make it on the outside. He says, no, gayez le chavre. His neighbor's going to come in and cut it off. Omer, he'll say, didi v'didei hu, hu. It's mine and it's his. See, hochi, if it's true that we're concerned, this guy is going to be a crook. He's going to try to swindle. So then, hashtanami yaifle chavre. He'll even when you make the wall on the inside, his the other guy, the other partner, or whatever, is going to make a border on his inside, right? But he'll say the same thing. Didi v'didehu, right? This wall is mine and his. He's got it on his side, and I make it on mine side. Was lipufa meida yidia. No, that in addition to this is going to be noticeable and it's not going to work. But it said that you have to make the mark on the outside. So how can Rav Huna say that you make it on the inside? Well, it says, yeah, you're right. Kasha, that's a hard. Okay, top of the days. Nishaye ba'amso milvad. So, milvar, sorry. So you should like smear like clay on the outside. V'navid milgav. One second, let's do it on the inside. So aved chavre milbar. So his chaver might do it on the outside, right? On facing his property. V'amr, he's going to say didi v'didei hu. It's mine and it's his. The ball. We share this. This is a thing. See, if it's true that we're concerned about such a crook, such a liar, hashtanami de kafile chavre. Well, maybe he's also going to peel it off. Right, he'll peel off the clay. V'am and he'll say, "Didi v'didehu, it's mine and it's his." No, kilufa made the idea. If you're peeling off clay, that's noticeable, and people are going to see all right, and it's not going to you're not going to be able to fool anybody by that. So the Gemara says, "Hutza." If you use the if you're using these palm branches, right? If we said that was the minhag to make with these types of palm branches, so then like how are you going to make a border? right? How do you do that with palm branches? So Amar of Nachman, sinufe yiriche milbar. You're going to put the tips of them towards the outside. So then I'm going to ask, v'ne'evad milgav, so maybe you should do it on the inside. So avinami chavre milbar. So then, no, if the neighbor's going to do the same thing on the outside, he's going to face him on his side. V'amar is going to say, didi v'dide, who, it's mine, we were sharing the wall. If true, we're concerned about this guy doing this type of stunt over here. Hashtanami gayiz v'shadile. So he'll cut down the tips and he'll throw them away. For Amar didi v'dideihu, this is ours. We share it. Gemara says meishrak le tina. The he puts a little bit of like clay on the edges of these palm branches. So hashtanami asi chavre v'kalifle. Yeah, he'll come and peel them off. Gemara says no. It was the same tears we just gave before. Kilufa meida yedia. It's going to be obvious and noticeable that if someone peels off the clay, so that would be the way to, you know, mark out the make the simon that you're the one who did the wall and he didn't do anything. That's why you're not have to split it if it would fall. Abayamano hutzales le tikanta. You have no tikun for this. El b'shtara. You have to use a shtar. If you write up a shtar, then you could write. I'm saying that that he had the guy sign. He has no taina. He has no claim on the makom or on the mechitza because they belong exclusively to the other guy. Okay, the Mishnah said, "Ava im osu midas shneim." If they made an agreement with the two of them, they're going to build the wall in the middle on the property line, right? And if it falls, then we split the space, we split the stones. So amar le Rava mi parzika Ravashi. Lo yasu lo ze velo ze, right? You should, neither one of them should make a mark on it. Amale lo tzricha. No, we need it. The kadim chad minaihu ba'ava dide. Right, one of them is going to go ahead and make a mark for himself. Do you love avid chavre? And if the other guy doesn't make a mark, also amad didehu, he's going to say that the first guy's going to say this is mine. Look, because I'm the one who who has the mark on it. Just one second, there's a Rambam over here. Where's the Rambam? No. Okay, well, fine, we're going. Yeah, we'll go weiter. Vitana, Tikanta the Ramoy. Kamash Balan, right? I mean, the Artan is teaching us that this is a way to how do you, you know, outsmart a trickster like this. So Amalev Reisha Lav Tikanti the Ramayhu. What do you mean? Wasn't the Reisha also talking about that? It talks to me when you build a wall, you have to make a mark to show that it's his. So Amalev, so I have a Zebishlema Reisha Tanadina. In the Reisha, we're teaching the din. The din is that if you want to build it, so then you know you want to make a field. I'm sorry, a machitza between yours and your neighbors. So you're doing it your own expense on your own land, right? Umishum dina tana tikanta, because this is the actual din. So we're teaching you how to be careful against anybody who's going to try to cheat you. Ela seifa dina kitane, the kitane tikanta. But in the next case, when you're saying that you have to, you know, the seifa, we're teaching how to save yourself from this you know, cheater. So amarvina hacha behutze askinon. We're talking here about these types of like palm branches. Lafuki midi abaye, to exclude the opinion of Abaye Damu, who says hutza leisle tekanta, because he said that you didn't have el b'shtar. The only way you could fix this is if you have the shtar, where he writes it up and says that the guy has no claim on it. So kamash malan dechazis sagir, that we have a chiddush, not like Abaye, that you could actually use these types of marking it up, and that would work to make a simon to show that you have the wall. Okay, in the meantime, we'll stop here, and then we'll pick it up with the next Mishnah.